I'm a born storyteller. Yes, a born storyteller. I was born telling stories. I remember the first story I ever told. I was in the womb and I whispered it in a really low voice, so the only person who could hear it was my mother. And I told her the story of a very poor couple who lived in a little cottage in the west of Ireland on the side of Keeper Hill. They lived so far up the hill that very few people ever went to visit them, and they were surrounded by chickens, a few dogs, and all the usual wild animals like hares and Canadian geese on their way across the Atlantic Ocean. But I whispered to my mother the story of how this couple had a child born, and they treated this child as if the child was a prince. They had no money, they had no wealth, they had nothing, they had no education. They barely had food to feed the child with, but they treated the child as if the child, the little boy, was a prince. And they did that for 2 years. And they gave all of, every time the child moved, they paid attention. Every time the child made a noise, they paid attention. The child was looked after better than any child had ever been looked after in the whole history of the universe. Then I told my mother, one day, a knock came to the door. My mother, the old woman, went to the door. She opened it. She was actually feeling very hungry at the time, and they hadn't had any food for 3 days while they'd been feeding their young boy, the prince. A knock came to the door, and outside was a tall, tall woman. She was on a horse, a black horse. She had long golden hair, and in her hand was a golden wand. And the woman said to the old poor woman, she said, "We have been watching you. We have noticed how you have been bringing up your child. And we have decided to make you queen of the land because you have been unfailing in your devotion and love and attention to this child." And with a wave of the wand, the poor cottage and the poor husband and the poor everything that was there was transformed into paradise. And that, I whispered to my mother, is how heaven began. So that was actually the first story I remember telling. And if I go right back, I have to tell you one more thing that I've realized through my history of storytelling is that the hardest story of all to tell is a story in writing. And I went into a pub on just off Dame Street in Dublin recently when I was visiting Dublin for a short time, and I sat down at a Davy Burns bar and I got chatting to a man who was actually in charge of the services in the pub. He was plumber, electrician, carpenter. Dog's body rolled into one. He was dressed in a pinstripe suit and he was actually on his day off, especially from his work. So he was on his holliers, if you like. And he told me the most incredible story about how Brendan Meehan stumbled out of this particular pub completely drunk and dropped a piece of paper out of his pocket. On the paper was a fragment of his play, his most famous play he'd ever written in his life. Meehan was carted off in a taxi or on the back of somebody's bicycle, can't remember really which. But behind him was a fragment of the greatest play ever written by an Irish playwright in a drunk state. And that piece of paper was hung behind the bar in Davy Burns pub in Dublin until something amazing happened to it some years later. Now, as I was hearing this story told by this complete stranger in a crowded bar on a day when I didn't really expect to be there, I reached across and picked up my moleskin notebook and I said, "Oh, look, that's an incredible story. Please, please." And I picked a pen out of my hand out of my pocket at the same time. And I even picked out my very best Mont Blanc pen that I use for only very remarkable occasions. And I pushed the notebook and the pen across the table to him and I said, "Would you please, please write down that story?" The man looked at me. He looked at the pen. He looked at the notebook. and he disappeared. Gone. Went. He never returned. He went out of my life and was never seen again. And all I was left with was my imagination. And this also leads me on to the second thing I've realized about storytelling, is that the best stories are dialogues. I remember walking in Athens once, walking with Plato in the forum there. And we were walking along, and I hadn't seen him for a long time. And the sun was caking the stones. And I said to him, "Look, please, Plato, will you just tell me one of those stories, that you're the world's most amazing storyteller?" And he looked at me, and he winced a little bit. And then he said, "What is beauty?" So I told him what I thought beauty was. And then he said, "Is beauty something which is found or made?" And we began a conversation that went on for hours. And this went on, and people gathered round and people listened to us having this conversation. I completely forgot that I'd asked him to tell me a story. And suddenly, just as, you know, people were really, really getting, you know, to the point where they were missing their supper and they were, you know, not taking their children home or whatever they weren't doing, they were so engrossed in the conversation, a film crew ran up. A film crew, straight from Hollywood, I tell you, it came straight out of Hollywood. And they said, "Stop, hold. Mr. Plato, hold on. We're filming a new series. It's called The History of Western Philosophy. We want you, please, to play the starring role. You'll be playing alongside Aristotle. You'll be playing alongside Hegel. You'll be playing alongside Thomas Aquinas. And we've also already booked. But actually, the play, it won't happen without you. Aquinas won't appear without you. You know, Wittgenstein absolutely refuses to get out of the bath unless you are put forward first for the starring role." And with that, my friend was whisked off, and the rest is history. So I've learned a little bit about storytelling as I've been growing up, and I have been fortunate enough to have helped give birth. God, that's a bit strong. Helped give birth to a 6-year-old child now, and she tells me stories. And together we make stories. And she's now just finished her shower, and it's about time I went and did her hair. So there we are. It's St. Patrick's Day, a day, really, for storytellers to get storying. Bye-bye.